Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Let's go to Los Angeles for News Nation's and KTLA's Sam Rubin. And let's talk about the TV and movie strike. Well, maybe it's not going to happen. The production for TV and movies may not be halted after all. And the question now, Sam, is will the rank and file approve that agreement that they just reached?
Bob, I think that they will, although there is some rancor among the rank and file about specific. But driving in to KTLA this morning, I saw, you see this certainly in Chicago as well, but the yellow tape, the large production trucks, the trailers, they were doing a big field shoot at a dog walking park near, near my house. And, you know, again, this is a huge employment engine in Southern California and other places around the country, Atlanta, Wilmington, two other big studio hotspots. This all happened over the weekend, and purportedly the people in IATSE received almost everything they asked for, if not everything they asked for. Now the complaint amongst some in the rank and file is, quote-unquote, we should have asked for more. And then a name I want to just throw out there that likely listeners have not heard of, but you will hear of going forward, is a studio executive from Disney named Peter Rice. A couple of years ago, essentially, Disney bought almost all of Fox except the TV stations and the Fox News Channel, but they bought the studio, and this is one of the few executives that they kept. An Englishman has retained his accent, which, of course, gives you tremendous clout in Hollywood.
Sure.
He apparently is the guy who parachuted in at the last minute and said, look, forget these hardline studio negotiators. You're now negotiating with me, and he was the one who is getting the credit for making the deal happen. Again, the big sticking point were work hours and how many, you know, if you watch one of these shows, we talked about it before, a Chicago Fire and NCIS, it takes 14, 16 hour days, you know, several days in a row to make that episode. And these crew guys were saying it's just too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully all of the shows we're streaming and what we're going to see in the theaters or watching on TV, nothing will be halted. Talking about the box office, now this is interesting. The Michael Myers Halloween Kills movie was a big winner, even though that was also streaming. Were you surprised, Sam?
Well, you know what? Consider your streaming source. So this streamed on Peacock. I'm in my cubicle at work by myself, and there's more people in my cubicle than probably actually subscribe to Peacock. So the dilemma is, you know, filmmakers were very upset when these things were going simultaneously with HBO Max. But that has, I'll throw out a number, four times as many subscribers as Peacock has. And then this is the kind of thing, a scary Halloween movie, you know, is a date movie. And that's something that I think lends itself to the quote-unquote theatrical experience more so than seeing it at home. Nonetheless, it's funny to me because, you know, I think of Jamie Lee Curtis for a variety of different things, and I never really think of her in this milieu, but this is where she's had the most success.
Yeah.
So this franchise, yeah, it's interesting.
A lot of Andy Griffith Show fans in mourning today over the death of Betty Lynn. Did you ever get to meet her, Sam?
I did not, but she was Barney Fife's girlfriend, the character of Thelma Lou, and Ron Howard had a very nice remembrance of her. And some are suggesting, and I don't want to say this as actual fact, but that Ron Howard now may be the only surviving member of the Andy Griffith Show. But he said that, you know, she was great and really lit up the room and all that. But, you know, these the phrase they use in television is these quote-unquote sub-channels, these rerun channels. Our parent company owns one. I think it's called Antenna TV. There are several. Has brought new life to these really old reruns. And so, you know, you and I are familiar with Andy Griffith from the first round of reruns.
Well,
but people are discovering these, you know, all the new.
Oh, speak for yourself, Sam. A lot
all right,
of
fair enough.
Folks are excited about the new Batman trailer, which is out. What do we know about this reboot, the latest one?
We know that it's Robert Pattinson, and I think Robert Pattinson, based on the trailer that I saw, could perhaps eclipse Christian Bale as the best Batman. This was all part of this DC fan event over the weekend. And, you know, what's interesting is how overall the Marvel stuff has been so much better than the DC stuff. For the most part, the DC stuff has been a bust, but the Marvel stuff has actually been really, really good. This trailer finally looked good. You know, the last Batman we saw was a real big misstep from Ben Affleck. So I think this will be good. The trailer looked really good. It's also, and this is technical stuff that I don't get, you'll be able to see this one theatrically in IMAX and 4K.
Sam Rubin in Los Angeles. And for the record, Sam, when I was an infant, I did watch the Andy Griffith Show first run.
good to know, Bob.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks,
you too.
Sam.
Thanks so much. You bet. Bob Sirac,
WGN. The Beatles are on TikTok for the first time. They've officially joined TikTok. And TikTok creators will be able to officially soundtrack their videos with 36 of the Beatles' most popular songs now. And those include 12 songs from Let It Be. And this is all to promote the upcoming Let It Be documentary that's going to be on Disney Plus, that Peter Jackson movie that looks spectacular. 6 hours. They're going to do 3 nights in November, 2 hours a night. And in addition to making songs available to TikTok users, they're going to eventually have behind-the-scenes footage from the Let It Be sessions and other interviews with the Beatles. McCartney joined TikTok last December to help promote the release of his new album, McCartney 3. This past July, Ringo joined as part of his annual Peace and Love birthday celebration.
Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October. If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed.
I know. Thank you, Ringo. Let's see. And George Harrison's solo catalog was launched in August on TikTok, celebrating the release of his All Things Must Pass album in a special 50th anniversary edition. And Lennon's solo catalog was launched on TikTok last October to celebrate what would have been his 80th birthday. It's Beatlemania 2.0.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Beatlemania is back, part two, the 2021 version. And I had some other entertainment news here, if I can find it. Oh, yeah. For Kardashian fans, Kourtney and Travis Barker are engaged. There's a huge story about, the headline is Everything We Know About the Romantic Proposal. I don't think you need to know anything more than that, do you? I don't think so. Oh, and sad news from the world of entertainment. Elvis fans know Ronnie Tutt, the legendary drummer. He has passed away at the age of 83. He spent years playing alongside Elvis and teamed up with other superstars, ranging from Johnny Cash to Stevie Nicks. In a Facebook post early Sunday, Tree Tutt wrote that her father died at home surrounded by his family. She wrote, "It's with deep sadness that my family and I share the loss of our beloved dad. The legendary drummer has left the building," she said. Elvis Presley Enterprises noted Tutt's death in a statement on Saturday. The group that runs Graceland recalled how Tutt drummed for Elvis with the TCB band from 1969 until 1977, joining the band put together by James Burton for Elvis in 1969 for that Las Vegas opening, and staying with Elvis until his death in 1977. Ronnie Tutt was 83 years old. And, that reminds me, there's a Monkees Farewell Tour that's going to be happening November 5th. It comes here to the Rosemont Theater, and we're going to give away tickets every day this week. And what we'll do is we'll play a few seconds of a Monkees song, and the first person to call in and identify the song will win the tickets. See, that way we only award the prize to the real fans. And we'll do that coming up after our 8:30 news this morning. So Stand by for that. By the way, you can get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com and the Rosemont Theater box office for the Monkees Farewell Tour, featuring Michael Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz with all the hits, deep cuts, and fan favorites at the Rosemont on November 5.